840 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy. Native Roots Radio is an
independent product. And brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Holy cow, there's buttons to push, and they all do different things. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media Radio Network. It's time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's four locations, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Al. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com, rocker.
Hey, Jimmy, Lawnmower is a band born at the Bluegrass Jam on one Monday night in the back room at the Harmony Bar in Madison's East Side. But the members have all been around for a while, touring the world with bands like Henhouse Prowlers, Real Time Travelers, Ben Sidran, and countless others. Tonight, Lawnmower is right here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, to perform for us live, and we'll get a chance to learn all about the members from this local bluegrass supergroup. Lawnmower is Star Moss, David Havas, Isaac DeBruce Sloan, and Luca Patnod. Guys, welcome to the Devil's Lair.
Thanks for having us, Rocker. Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
All right, make sure you step up to those microphones. I need you right in there. Man. During the hour, we're going to find out about each one of you individually. But first, tell us a little bit more about what Lawnmower is all about. I mean, there has to be more to the backstory than just cutting grass. Why Lawnmower?
It's bluegrass.
So, you know, we all attended the bluegrass jam. It's the when I got started, I don't know about you guys, but it started out, well, I was at Mickey's Bar. Then later it changed over to Muska Lounge. And we just been jamming. We really enjoyed playing with each other. And we're like, all right, let's just do this. So one night we were at the Harmony because it got changed for whatever reason. We're sitting in the back. Everybody had finally gone home. It's probably like 11:30 at night. And it was just us. And we're like, man, we should just make this the band. And so we just went for it, just had a good time. We just, it's a very new thing.
So it kind of happened or by accident or organically in the back of the Harmony.
Yeah, very happy accident for sure.
Now, Isaac DeBrew Sloan is one of the band members who's not here tonight because he's out on tour with his band, Disc. Yeah. So since he's not here, we'll start with him. Let's learn a little bit about this guy from Disc. Tell us a little bit about Isaac.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Just absolutely naturally talented. I've known him for a long, long time. And ever since I knew him, he was making his own rock and roll, doing his own thing. He would sometimes come over to my house and he'd bring some stuff he did on his laptop. I'm like, holy cow, man. And then he turned it all into this band, Disc. And then they just recently, maybe like a couple of years ago, got signed to Saddle Creek. They're out on tour with Nico Case right now. Would you believe it? It's amazing. And they're fantastic. They just put out their second record. Just great, great rock and roll.
What does Isaac play in Lawnmower? What instrument?
Guitar and vocals.
So three guitars and four vocals. They all sing, right?
Isn't that something?
I love the harmonies. That's the one thing. I like poppy punk, you know, and the reason I like poppy punk is because the harmonies. Bluegrass gives you the same thing. You know, multiple people singing, the harmonies is pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, let's get to a little live music with Lawnmower in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The first song you guys are playing tonight, it's called Walk On, Boy, and it's a cover song by Mel Tillis. Why did you pick this song?
Well, this is a Doc Watson. I know this tune through Doc Watson. I think Mel Tillis was the original writer, like public domain kind of deal, but I heard the first CD by Tony Rice I ever discovered had this tune on it. And since then, I've really gotten into Tony Rice's music, as every bluegrass guitar player has. But this tune I heard on that first record. So we like this tune.
All right, well, let's hear it right now. It's live music in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. It's Lawnmower.
I was born one morning when the rain was pouring down. My mama say to my papa, let's call him John Henry Brown. Walk on, boy, walk on down the road. Yeah, there ain't nobody in this whole wide world that's gonna help you to carry a load. At 10, Lord, I got me job working on the levee, toting water for the hard-working men. Walk on, boy, I walk on down the road. Yeah, there ain't nobody in this whole wide world that's gonna help you to carry your load. Just who is that fellow Brown? You can axe hammer spoken where he beat that steam drill down. A walk on board, a walk on down the road. Yeah, there ain't nobody in this whole wide world that's gonna help you to carry your load. A walk on board, a walk on down the road. Yeah, there ain't nobody in this whole wide world that's gonna help you to carry your load.
Nice. Lawnmower live on the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Walk On Boy. How does everything sound in your headphones? Everything sound good, guys?
Yeah, it does.
Excellent. Rock?
You guys have such an extensive backgrounds in music, and so for so many years, let's dig in to find out a little bit more. Star Moss, you have played with Chicago-based band The Henhouse Prowlers, touring abroad for many years. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. Who is Star Moss, and how did you get to this moment?
Well, I started playing in high school. I had a buddy that played mandolin, and we got really into bluegrass together. Discovered all the old David Grisman and Jerry Garcia stuff, which was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And so we kind of got into it that way. My dad played Celtic music, and so, yeah, I was kind of lucky to grow up with a lot of music in the house and stuff. But, yeah, spent 3 years on the road with the Henhouse Prowlers, and those guys are still really good friends, and it was a great period of just playing a lot of music.
That's a great name for a band, too, Henhouse Howlers.
Prowlers. It's a, you know, a popular Chicago band. Tell us a little bit about the Henhouse Prowlers.
Yeah, well, there's kind of two core members, Ben Wright, who plays banjo, and John Goldfine, who plays bass. And they've just been doing it forever. I think they've been playing now for probably close to 20 years. And something that's interesting about that band is they've done several international trips over to, at this point, they've been to a ton of different places, Africa, Russia, just you name it. They've been all over the place. And so they've kind of got a really interesting kind of like international spin on their music. And they learn tunes from all these different artists internationally. And when they play them for audiences internationally, people just totally lose their mind because they're hearing about a bluegrass band from Chicago play, for example, a tune from Nigeria, for example. And so it's just the coolest thing in the world to experience something like that. And they're great guys. So they're a really good band.
Now, you also played with the Earl Brothers, and I saw that they're bluegrass bad boys. What makes them bad boys?
That's a good question. Jeez.
Bluegrass bad boys.
If I knew the answer.
No comment.
Yeah. No, well, to give a quick plug to the Earl Brothers, it's kind of the brainchild of this guy, Bobby Earl. And he's kind of a Stanley Brothers inspired banjo player. So he plays really in the old style of the Stanley Brothers. And they write a bunch of original music, and yeah, they're just a great band.
Now, you are a recent graduate of the University of Wisconsin at Madison, and you studied voting behavior and crime at the neighborhood level in Chicago. Now, it sounds pretty interesting. Tell us a little bit about your fascination with urban geography.
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I studied geography, like you just said, and I got really into just kind of into mapping, and I was always interested in crime. And so the question my question for my master's thesis was like, how does voting behavior kind of influence like crime rates? Like with the idea that if there's a neighborhood that's more cohesive and kind of all voting and like more kind of like civic minded, does that kind of mean that crime rates are going to be lower in that neighborhood? Kind of going by like civic engagement and like community cohesion. So it was cool. It was a good project.
I think I have your doctorate thesis ready. I think you should do like a map of Wisconsin, including the serial murders of Wisconsin.
Oh,
so it would like kind of mix like your geography with crime.
That's a good idea. Well, you know what's funny is...
I mean, we got Ed Gein, we got Dahmer, we got all the greatest ones right here in Wisconsin.
The greatest ones, in quotes, of course.
I like to tell people that as a, like, the final exam for my degree was to just list all the capitals of the United States. But unfortunately, it wasn't that simple.
Don't you have to do that to become a citizen?
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Lawnmower in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us tonight was written by Luca Patinaud, and it's called Fake Candle Chandelier. Is this a conspiracy song?
Oh, yeah. It's a conspiracy of the mind. And so much so, you know, the way I write lyrics is I don't have any presupposed reason for doing so. They just come the way they come, and then I have to figure out what it's all about afterwards. Sometimes it can be years before I'm like, what the heck was that about? Oh, holy cow, look at this. And then I see this metaphor, I'm like, how was the last verse connected to the first verse? And I never even saw it, but it was there. Stuff like that. So, man, I don't really know. It's just the stuff comes when it comes and how it comes, and I'm just a lucky person who's there to get it and then stuff it into a tape recorder.
Well, we're the lucky people tonight because Lawnmower is live in the Devil's Lair. Let's hear this song right now. Fake Candle Chandelier on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
chandelier, bright light in your chandelier. Was there light in your chandelier, igniting halos on your love, like make believe it was enough? Was the image negative underneath the closed eyelids? Was the image negative, negative, negative? Was the image negative underneath the closed eyelids? Was the image negative, negative?
Yes. I added a yes to your song. I like it. That's Lawnmower Live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. If you want to call and ask the guys a question, you're more than welcome to do that. You can call 844-96-PARTY, 844-967-2789, Rocker.
Jimmy, David Havas, you are the upright bassist and professor of psychology. You must be the one that keeps the band from floating away. Having toured the world and Tennessee with real-time travelers, what's the biggest difference between touring those two places?
Hey, Rocker, yeah. Well, if you're from Memphis, it's the world of difference. That's actually a famous line from an old-time tune that was written by a guy named Charlie Poole, old-time fiddle player, old-time guitar player, songwriter, Charlie Poole. He's sort of like the original bad guy, sort of a gangster country music star from the 1920s and 1930s, and he wrote a song called Don't Let Your Deal Go Down, and that's one of the lines in there. But I played in an old-time fiddle band from Tennessee, and that's where that comes from. We did tour a little bit. There aren't too many of us out there doing that. But I'm a stand-up bass player and a stand-up professor too.
Now, you said you're the professor at Whitewater, though. You teach in Whitewater, is that correct?
Yeah. I live in Madison, commute to Whitewater, and so this goes out to all the students of mine out there who like to listen to my stories of touring the world and Tennessee.
Well, you know, speaking of your students, what's the most common question you get asked as a psychology professor?
What do I need to do to pass this course? That's the most single.
But so then, it has nothing to do with what the feelings are for mom?
No.
All right, good,
right.
Good.
Are you analyzing me? That's another favor.
Yeah.
But no, I wish. No, I would appreciate that, actually. That would be wonderful.
Actually, I would like to. I'd like for you to analyze Rocker while you're drinking Rocker vodka.
And while he's gargling Rocker vodka?
While he's gargling, yeah. It would be good. Let's do some more live music.
All right, we'll get back to live music with Lawnmower in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us is a Tony Rice song, and it's called Old Train. It's getting close to the holidays, and I was just thinking my old Lionel Train set. Why did you choose this song?
Oh, this is another one. You know, I don't sing a lot, but I tend to pick songs that sound good for my voice, and this is a good one. But actually, this is a cool tune, and it makes me... makes me think about my dear brother who's out in Colorado. And so I guess this one goes out to Alex.
All right, Alex, this is for you. It's Lawnmower Live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Everywhere you go, and I know what lies beyond each bend. Old train, each time it passes, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear rusty wheels grate against the rail, they cry with every mile.
I'll smile when you're highballing by. Oh, train each time to pass your older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear you rust your wheels, grate against the rails, and they cry with every mile. And I think I'll stay a while.
Very nice. Lawnmower live in the Devil's Lair. A little bluegrass for you. Gentlemen, why don't you just hang out just for 1 second. We're going to take a break, pay some bills. We'll be back for more music. Sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. 4 locations in Madison, Sun Prairie, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
No, oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Happy Saturday, everybody. Happy you could join us. Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock. And don't forget, you can re-listen to the show on the replays tonight at midnight, tomorrow at 6 p.m. and midnight. Of course, get the podcast anytime at civicmedia.us and just click on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy, we are back here with Lawnmower live in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. And we've been learning a little bit about each of the members of Lawnmower. And now we are on to Luca Patinot. Luca, you are a veteran of the Madison music scene, and you're a performing guitarist, teacher, recording studio artist, songwriter, composer. You do it all, man. You've been on countless recordings and played with many big names. Tell us a little bit more about Luca Patinon.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thing for me. From the beginning of my adventures on this guitar, I was kind of riding two lanes at the same time. So I started out just in my Eddie Van Halen phase, rocking out in my basement, dancing around with the, you know, basically a stick and a piece of paper taped to it to make it look like Eddie Van Halen's guitar flapping around in my pajamas. And then, so I kept on going on that path in a sense, you know, with, rock and roll bands. I played drums in a band when I was in high school called Sour Mouth. And then I made some rock and roll record called The Optimistic later on, and just kind of kept that part always happening kind of in my playing, and it sort of seeps into the jazz. And so also during that same time, you know, I had the opportunity to be learning jazz. I had a great teacher, Roger Brotherhood, who was just absolutely the great guitar teacher of this town, and probably of the state or larger. So just kept on playing jazz. I had an opportunity to play with all kinds of different people, some great musicians in town. So I just that led me to playing. With guys like Paul Hastel, we formed a jam session called the New Breed Quintet. I got a chance to play. One of the drummer of that group was Leo Sidran, and he kind of pulled me into the fold to start playing with his father, Ben Sidran. And so I had an opportunity to play with him for some time, and that's been like a good 20-year-plus relationship there. And then on the other side of things, as a things seemed to get kind of ridiculous for me playing rock and roll, because I was like, man, it's so stinking loud. And I just started to realize, man, it feels so good playing acoustic guitar. So that led me down this path of just really getting into the tone of things, just acoustic and wood and nature and just like the beautiful tone. And at a volume level that's manageable as well. So one day walked into Mickey's looking for a band, and I had the day wrong. And next thing you know, I'm in the back room of the jam session, and these guys are like, hey, I was like, oh, okay, I didn't even know this was happening. They handed me a guitar, and I was like, okay, I'm coming back here every Monday. It was great. It's where I met these guys, and we started this thing happening. So and then of course I do my own thing too. Last year I put out a record called Testing Your Patience, and so I've been doing a whole lot of original material, but everything has been lately, I'd say probably over the last 10, 15 years, actually, been really, really more and more dedicated to this acoustic guitar and just the wide variety of awesome instruments I've been privileged to play.
And you do a lot of teaching, and you do some teaching at the UW, no?
That's true. Yep. I'm teaching in the jazz studies department at the University of Wisconsin here in Madison. And that's great. So for people who six years ago, they started admitting jazz guitarists into the program. And so I just got an email out of the blue from the director, Johannes Wallman. And I was like, yeah, I would love to teach. So I've been doing that, and it's been awesome. It's been a great time. And I've been also teaching for the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra Music Makers Program, which is a program that basically serves kids who probably normally wouldn't be getting guitar lessons. And so they both are have a side where they're funding everything, and then also the educational side of it, which is where I am, and it's great. So I'm just teaching all the time, probably six, sometimes 7 days a week. It's been great. So yeah, you know, for me, it's an inhale exhale kind of thing. I'm getting a lot of inspiration from everything from the arts, but also from the people in the community, and from all the music I've been able to be exposed to, but also having an opportunity to create my own stuff, put it out there, have people hear it, and also be able to help people who want to learn how to do it, to do it.
Now, I saw in your bio, you worked with Hal Leonard, Signature Licks, on Pappy Cannon, Pat Metheny, and even some Grateful Dead. What's it like transcribing Jerry Garcia?
Yeah, so interesting thing. So that all came through, that was Hal Leonard through Jake Johnson's Paradigm Studio here in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
And so I didn't transcribe any of it. Somebody in Milwaukee, I think, transcribed it. And so they basically put all of this, like, verbatim, here's how they did it, right in front of me. And so we spent just a few days just, like, basically reading the music, looking at every little detail, trying to get the bends to be perfect. Is it a quarter bend and a quarter step bend? Is it a half step bend? And trying to get it to be right in time and all this kind of stuff. And basically just to make it sound just like it is. I got to say, like, actually the crazy stuff was the Roy Buchanan, because that stuff was so, his guitar playing is so nuts. And you know, we would be spending quite a bit of time trying to get it just right, because if he takes a passage and he rushes it just a little bit, instead of writing here, he rushed, you know, just you rush it a little bit if you want to make it sound this way. No, they transcribed it to the T and said, like, okay, we're going to do one pentuplet partial ahead. And then I'm trying to read this and it's just such a mess. And really what they should have said is, listen, this guy, if you want to get a sound like him, you have to do this much cocaine and this much whiskey, and then you're going to get the sound like him. But they didn't really want to put that in the book.
Because you'd never be able to remember the word pentuplet.
I still can't. Tomorrow, I'll wake up, and I won't know what I said.
I mean, a pentuplet, I've never heard of that before. Oh, let's see. Let's get back to some live music with Lawnmower in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us, it's a Woody Guthrie song, and it's called Pretty Boy Floyd. Why this song?
Well, I heard this tune. I heard a guy named Tim Stafford do this tune, and I think it's a cool tune. It's a good story, kind of a Robin Hood type story about an outlaw. I don't know. It was kind of an interesting story, so we're going to try it.
Woody always had great stories to tell, that's for sure. Let's check it out right now. It's Lawnmower, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Gather around me, children, and a story I will tell about Pretty Boy Floyd the outlaw, all who knew him well. He was in the town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon. The wife there in the wagon, and to the town they drew. Their deputy sheriff approached them in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words and language his wife she overheard. Chain, and the deputy grabbed a gun, and in the fight that followed, laid the deputy down. Was added to his name. So he took to the trees and the timber on the Cajun River shore, and Pretty Boy found a welcome at many a farmer's door. Many a farmer, the same old story he told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage and saved their little home. Others tell him about a stranger came a begging for a meal, and underneath his napkin left a $1,000 bill. a funny man. Some around you with a sex gun, some with a fountain pen. Through this world to ramble, through this world to roam, you'll never meet an outlaw, drive a family from their home.
Very nice. Lawnmower live in the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio, Max Inc. Radio, across the Civic Media Network. Rocker's coming up in about 20 minutes with Max Inc. Heavy. Looking for that, Rocker. We're going to go from bluegrass live in the studio to hard rock and metal at 10 o'clock.
That's right, Jimmy.
Get people whiplash.
Every Saturday.
Luca, this is like a specialty for you here then. Since you're a metal guy and doing bluegrass, you'll appreciate that, I hope.
It's a fantastic combination.
Hey, Tuesday, November 22nd, Lawnmower is performing at the Up North here in Madison. And coming up on January 28th, you guys are at the Slowpoke in Spring Green. And tonight is your third gig, and the Up North is going to be number four. Was Atwood Fest your first gig?
Isn't that something? Yeah,
Jimmy,
it was.
Atwood Fest was their first show.
Wait, I didn't realize Lawnmower was at Atwood Fest.
They were on the Sugar Maple stage this year.
Ah, the Sugar Maple. Okay, I gotcha. Well, happy Atwood Fest. I'm sorry I missed you.
So tell us a little bit about your shows coming up. Where's the Slowpoke in Spring Green? Tell us about that place.
Yeah, you know, I've played there one time some years ago. It's a beautiful room. It's one of those spaces that... you walk in, there's a bar and an area where you can hang out and do what you want to do, even if you're not necessarily there committed to the music. And then you go into the back room, and it's just this beautiful, like, miniature little theater there. It just really set up really well for music. And it's a beautiful space, great acoustics. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to bringing these guys, you know, for all of us to get out there, hang out, and play. And I got to say, you know... the people who like to hear music out in, say, places like Spring Green or even further out in the country,
yeah,
they like the music, man.
They're
into it. It's a special thing. It's a little different than when you're, let's say, here or in Milwaukee, where people maybe are a little bit more, I should say, they're desensitized, and sometimes you get a little bit of a difficulty trying to get your sound when there's a lot of yapping and over the top of it. And you go out to these places, and it's like they're like really tuned in. And there's just nothing better than having a tuned in audience. You guys can create some an energy all together. You know, it's wonderful.
We're on the air out of Richland Center, but I bet you it could be picked up in Spring Green on WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. And I also want to drop, you mentioned Spring Green too, Rocket Man Pizza out there. If you do your show, get some Rocket Man Pizza. That's Uncle Richie from the Bordello of Horror.
That's correct, Jimmy. Hey, where can we find you guys, Lawnmower, online? Do you have some socials or websites, or how do people follow you guys?
Yeah, just Instagram, I think, is all we have. Is that right? Yeah,
we have a Facebook
Lawnmower
thing?
Band. Lawnmower Band on Instagram. I don't even think we have Facebook. No,
we got to get on that.
Yeah, we're pretty organic.
Well, you guys are really new, right? So we'll just give you a warning here.
I'll tell you one thing: we won't be making a Twitter profile.
I was just going to suggest maybe buy Facebook, and you can, you know, make it a bluegrass book. You know,
we could go vintage and get a MySpace page.
Oh yes, MySpace is going to make a comeback. I can feel it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Forget about us on Facebook. Find us on MySpace. Hey, let's get back to some more live music from Lawnmower here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you guys have for us tonight is called Dark Hollow by Bill Browning. Tell us about this song before you play.
This one, this is an old standard, but I learned it just from seeing a video of Dan Tominski. And I don't know if you're familiar with Dan Tominski, but he's just got a great voice. He was heavily featured on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
And just awesome. And so I just saw it, and he just had something about, and I was just like, you know what, I gotta learn this. And so I started playing around with it, and you know, as I like to do, just kind of screw with it a little bit. And this is the version that we came up with.
All right. We're about 10 minutes away from that hard break. This here right now is Lawnmower live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Cool. It's a G right now. 2, 3. I'd rather be in some dark hollow where the sun don't ever shine than to be home alone knowing that you're gone will cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, and take me further on down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back.
Live in the Devil's Lair, playing some awesome bluegrass for us tonight. I gotta tell you too, David, the stand-up bass is just thumping tonight. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Is there a better instrument in the world?
No, there's not. No. And as we were waiting in the 92.7 studio outside, and there was another band coming through doing some pre-recording. They were all interested in the bass. Everyone is interested in this instrument. You just can't get more wood per square foot.
Wood per square foot.
How long have you been playing bass? Is that something that you picked up as a kid, as a child? Did you grow up doing this?
I picked it up in college, actually. I started on electric bass, and then I went to... There was a roommate who had a bass in two pieces, and he said, if you can fix it, you can have it. And so I got out the wood glue and a rope and dowel, and I figured out how to do it, and I glued the sucker back together. And I've carried it with me all the way to here, and to lift it is to love it. It's a lot to carry. My back hurts from it, but it's worth it.
Well, we appreciate you lugging it to the Devil Radio Studios this afternoon or tonight, man. We appreciate it.
Let's see what's coming up in the future for Lawnmower. What do you guys got in plans?
We only have the present moment.
Living in the present moment.
Yep, just right here, right now, and next Tuesday.
Couple gigs coming up. All right.
Yep, up north. Come on down, 6 to 9.
Luca, Star, David, thank you so much for taking the time to come in the studio and perform for us tonight in the Devil's Lair. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Now, the last song you have for us tonight, it's called Blue Virginia Blue. It's by Larry Sparks. And before you go, tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, this is kind of this song is pretty pathetic. The main character just can't really win in this tune.
No?
So that's why we like it.
It's a tune about a loser.
All right. So to speak.
Well, we all love the losers and rooting for the loser and the underdog. We got about 7 minutes before that hard break, so feel free to take us up to that. And it's Lawnmower live in the Devil's Lair.
In November, when the cold junior rain is coming down, friends, I'm here to tell you it's no pleasure when you're all alone and a stranger to the town. Don't take me wrong, I do like East Virginia. Now Richmond's full of hospitality, except for one Virginia girl I know of, who made a perfect love wreck out of me. Ooh, Virginia blues, there ain't no blue like blue Virginia blues. There's no girl in the whole wide world could break your heart like Virginia girls. There ain't no blue like blue Virginia blues. St. Paul, Minnesota, said I need you here in Richmond right away. Take the bus and I'll meet you at the station. Oh, and bring some clothes, I might want you to stay. I must pull in the station late this evening, and there ain't a soul around this place but me. She must have changed her mind or since forgotten, her name ain't in the phone directory. Ooh, Virginia blues, there ain't no blue like blue Virginia blues. There's no girl in the whole wide world could break your heart like Virginia girls. There ain't no blue like blue Virginia blues. Cozy place to go lie down, instead of standing all alone in Richmond while the cold Virginia rain is coming down. Ooh, Virginia blues, there ain't no blue like blue Virginia blues. There's no girl in the whole wide world could break your heart like Virginia girls. There ain't no blue like blue Virginia blues. There's no girl in the whole wide world break your heart like Virginia girls. There ain't no blue like blue Virginia blues.
Yeah. Live music in the Devil's Lair by Lawnmower tonight. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It sounded so good. And thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pimp that show at Mickey's one more time.
Tuesday, November 22nd, Lawnmower is performing at the Up North, Jimmy, here in Madison. And then coming up January 28th, and that's in 2023, that's going to be at the Slowpoke in Spring Green. So those are the two shows the Lawnmower has coming up right now.
Awesome. Guys, thanks again. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Coming up here. Well, first of all, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, thanks to them for sponsoring the Devil's Lair, Sun Prairie, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal, salvatorestomatopies.com. Rocker, you got Max and Kevy coming up. What do you got coming up, man?
We have Go Play God. They're going to be in the studio here tonight. Big John and Vaughn, they're going to come in and tell us about the Hungry Show that's going to be happening at the High Noon Saloon coming up this Wednesday on Thanksgiving Eve. And it's going to be a great show. That's also going to have Seven Seasons Deep, and they're also announcing a new band that's going to be playing there.
All right. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag just a little bit, Rocker.
Yeah.
But if you have New Year's plans, you just probably should just clear your calendar, because we're working on something cool, and we're going to have details for you in about a little while, but it's coming soon, Rocker. And I'm super excited about it.
I think you're alluding to the spaceship.tv, Jimmy. We're going to be more there kitties for out. New Year's Eve.
You just let the whole kit and caboodle out of the bag there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some great bands. We're going to have some interviews, and it's all going to be live on the radio and streamed video. So you can actually watch us do the show and watch the bands perform. We're going to have a temporary Devil's Lair, Jimmy.
It's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be pretty chill. So if you plan on hanging out on your couch for New Year's Eve with or having a party at your home or something like that, not hitting the bars, definitely check out. We'll have more details for you, too. It's all coming your way.
We're going to bring the party to you.
All right. Go Play God is going to join Rocker in the studio in about a half hour or so.
Yep.
New music from them, from those guys. Looking forward to that. And, of course, East Central Last Crack. This is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.